We're checking in with State Senator Bruce Caswell today for the very latest on what's happening in Lansing. And one of the things, obviously, that people are continuing to talk about is now bubbled up to, in some of the polls, as the number one issue, Bruce, for people in the state of Michigan. And that is roads and funding for roads. And there have been a lot of different proposals bannered around over the winter months and in the spring months. Is there any closer to a resolution on where it might go to possibly come up with some more money to take care of roads here in Michigan?
Well, good morning. Is it any closer to resolution? Probably not. The House passed over a package, about $400 million, that would, over a long period of time, get us up closer to the billion-dollar mark. But I'm talking years and years and years. The House's proposal, that $400 million, is about a third of what we need to just keep the roads from getting worse. We need about $1.3 billion a year.
Okay.
The majority leader in the Senate has put out a proposal. His proposal, a lot of complications to it and everything, but the bottom line would raise, over the next 4 years, raise the gas tax by 28 cents a gallon. Also, his proposal would take our registration fees and no longer allow them to decline for 3 years. Right now, if you buy a new car, the first year your registration fee is based on what you paid for it. Then the next year it goes down 10%, the second year another 10%, and the third year another 10%. His proposal is to not let it go down, just keep it at that level.
Okay.
So no matter how old that car got, you'd always be paying for your registration fees based on its value when it was brand new. That proposal that he's got, I don't believe at this point has the votes to support it. It would, quite frankly, it would devastate our gas stations down in the border counties. You put another 28 cents on top of, over the next 4 years, on top of everything else, and it'll be very similar to what we saw with when we raised tax on cigarettes years ago. Everybody will be heading south to get their gas. There won't be a lot of gas stations that'll be able to survive it, I don't believe. The other thing that I have continued to state is what people have told me repeatedly, is that, Bruce, you can't make it more expensive for me to drive my car. And that's what we're doing with the gas tax and registration fees. And the people that drive the junkers, are working poor, if you will, drive the older cars. Those older cars get the worst gas mileage, and so they're going to end up paying the most if we raise the gas tax. And, again, people have told me repeatedly they want to see the sales tax raised. That's what I keep talking about up in Lansing. There are other senators who have joined in on that. They're hearing the same thing from their people. So where this all ends up, I don't know. If we do put a proposal on the ballot for the sales tax increase, that decision will have to be made pretty quick if it's going to get on the November ballot. And of course, people would have to vote to raise that. The other possibility, Ken, is that it could be a dual proposal. In other words, there could be a proposal on the ballot to raise the sales tax a penny, from 6% to 7%.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one option. If people vote for that, they get it. If they didn't vote for that, there could be a second option that would be similar to what the majority leaders talked about, where there'd be a big increase in your gas tax, along with changes to the registration fees, increases there. So just going to have to stay tuned. And, you know, I've heard what people have said to me for over the last 2 years, and I keep pushing in that direction, so we'll see what happens.
All right. Also on the ballot statewide in August, actually, will be a proposal concerning the personal property tax. And I read through it. I got my proof ballot because, actually, hopefully I'll win an election in August as a precinct delegate again. So hint, hint to anybody who's in Coldwater Township wants to vote for me. But on there, I didn't realize there was even this ballot proposal on there concerning personal property tax. Can you give us kind of in a nutshell what that's about?
Yeah, in a nutshell, it's an extremely confusing proposal, but to narrow it down, businesses, commercial, industrial, and utilities all pay a personal property tax, which is a property tax on their equipment. And as long as they own that equipment, they pay this tax. It doesn't matter how long. And what we're proposing to do, in a nutshell, is to eliminate the personal property tax for industrial equipment, your factories. And in order to do that, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's been worked on and would go into effect. But the key is what you're going to be voting on. We have a use tax right now in the state of Michigan. It looks just like a sales tax, but it's a use tax. 2 cents of that, 6 cents, is going into the school aid fund. That would not change. That will stay the same. The remaining 4 cents of that tax is currently going into the general fund up in Lansing. And what we're asking the voters to do is to take 2 cents of that four and put it, if you will, over to the right into a reimbursement bag. Because when your libraries and your townships and your cities and counties, if this goes through and they lose the personal property tax revenue that they're currently getting, this money from the 2 cents in the use tax that people would be willing to move will reimburse them for the loss of their money. That's as simple as I can make it.
So it's more just, a kind of a shuffle of the dollars. It's no increase for anybody as far as most people in the state of Michigan then, right?
There's no increase in taxes whatsoever. It's simply allowing the state to use that 2 cents of the use tax in a different way. And I could go on for the next hour explaining all the intricacies of this particular proposal, but I won't bore you or your listeners. Okay. But that's the bottom line of what you're voting on in the ballot.
All right. So
and personally speaking, Ken, the personal property tax, we're one of the last states to have it. It's just really, really a dumb tax. It's been around for 70 years. We keep shrinking it. It's not as expansive as it used to be. And before I die, I would certainly like to see the whole thing go away completely. It's just a foolish tax.
All right. Well, that'll be on the ballot in August for folks here across the state of Michigan. And in Branch County, there are three other ballot proposals, actually, one concerning Beta, one concerning the library, and one concerning Commission on Aging. And folks want to get boned up on as well so they know what they're voting on when August rolls around. Hey, Bruce, thanks for the update, and we'll talk in a couple of weeks, if not sooner, all right?
All right. You take care of yourself, and thanks for having me on.
All right, bye-bye now. That is State Senator Bruce Caswell with us this morning.